The trouble all started at school the other day. Patty finally said what I'd been hoping she'd say to me since the first day we met.
I said, would you like to have supper at my house Sunday night?
Huh? Supper? Sunday? You mean you and me?
Yeah! You and me and Skeeter and Chalky and BB and Roger. You know, the whole gang.
Well, hey, yeah, sure.
Oh, by the way, Doug, we're having your favorite, liver and onions. See ya.
Sure. Great.
Great? What was I saying? I hate liver and onions.
You mean you've actually eaten liver and lived to tell about it?
Sure, man. I've been eating that stuff since I was a baby. At first I hated it, but now I almost like it.
Hey, Skeet, maybe all I need is a little practice. I think I'll call my mom and ask her to fix me some liver tonight.
Whoa, you're gonna do that for Patty?
Yeah, but I'm gonna need your help, Skeet.
You can count on me, pal. Don't worry. With me there, we'll get this thing licked. Then chewed, and if we're lucky, even swallowed. Mmm, this is some great food, Mr. Funny. Chicken, green bean casserole. Wow, even homemade biscuits.
Douglas, is there something wrong with your liver and onions? That is what you wanted, right?
No, I mean, yeah. I'm just waiting for it to cool. What ho! Could somebody pass me yon ketchup?
Sir Doug, look out! It's the liver dragon!
What's that?
I wasn't ready to face the liver and onions quite yet. May I be excused?
I'll be right with you, Doug. Hey, Judy, would you please pass the chicken?
It's no use, Skeeter. I can't do it. I mean, what'll Patty think if I go over to her house, eat her cooking, and throw up all over her rug? I mean, what makes Patty even think I like liver and onions? Remember, I even did that things I hate most oral report on liver and onions?
I got it! You don't hate liver and onions.
I don't hate liver and onions.
You love liver and onions.
I love...
Love? Don't you think love is going a bit too far?
Come on, man, this is serious. All right. Now, follow the yo-yo. When you look at your plate, you will not see liver and onions. You will see a juicy hunker dog with fries.
I will see a hunker dog and fries.
Cool. Now look.
Huh? Oh, it's no use, Skeeter. I guess my will is too strong to get hypnotized.
Ow! You know, at least we tried.
I decided that was enough liver and onions for one night. The next day, I went to Mr. Dink's to see if he had any ideas. I was desperate.
Ah, here you go, Douglas. Just what you need. Taste Begone Tongue Protector. A few drops on your tongue and you won't taste a thing. Guaranteed, very expensive. You'll see, in moments I'll be able to eat anything without flinching. The Phil Douglas, even, and Sylvie's. Who the fuck?
Well, thanks for the advice, Mr. Dink. I'll keep this in mind.
See you later, Douglas!
I don't know. Maybe it was time for some sisterly advice. But unfortunately, the only person to get that from was my sister.
Well, what are you...
Silence! I'm thinking.
Beer.
Doug, if you want to understand liver and onions, you must become liver and onions.
What are you talking about? And what are you doing?
the floor is the frying pan. I am the onions, and you are the liver. Start sizzling.
Judy?
Not now. I'm cooking.
Judy, I think I'm done on this side.
Look, if you don't want my help, then I suggest you go somewhere else. Honestly, I've never seen anyone so hysterical over a stupid dinner before.
But it wasn't just any stupid dinner I was facing. This was something smelly, slimy, and evil. This was liver and onions. It was the night before Patty's dinner, and my family and I were going to our favorite restaurant.
Monsieur Funny, welcome to Cowboy Jacques' House of Beef. Howdy, Rudy. Pete and I are both having the number 23. The barbecue ribs, mon dieu, very good. And for little Smokey, what shall I rustle up for you?
It was now or never. I'll have number 47.
Pardonnez-moi, you must be mistaken. Number 47 is...
Yes, I know. Liver and onions. Sure you want? Mom, Dad, I have to do this.
I admire you, mister.
This was it. If I couldn't handle liver and onions tonight, it was a sure thing I'd lose it at Patty's tomorrow night.
Congratulations, sir, young person. The fair princess is yours.
So, you ate all of it. Wow.
Well, at least I managed to swallow it.
Well, that's cool, Doug. Now let's just hope you can manage to swallow Patty's liver and onions.
Well, I did it once, and I'll do it again.
Hey, guys. We're just about to start.
Hey,
Chalky.
Hey,
Ned.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, Boomer.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Boomer.
Hey,
Roger. Say, Patty, I'm starving. I can't wait to try your liver and onions. Mm-mm. Bring them on.
Liver and onions?
Yeah. I bet I could wolf down 3 or 4 plates full of your liver and onions. Mm-mm.
Doug, we're not having liver and onions.
Huh?
I was just kidding you. I know you hate liver and onions. You even said so in that Things I Hate Most speech. Remember?
Of course. I knew that. I knew that. So, what are we having for real?
All right! Hunker dogs and fries! Cool, man!
Dig in, Doug.
No. So Patty's party turned out better than I expected. I ate honker dogs and fries until I thought I'd pop. All this talk about food is making me hungry. How about you, Pork Chop? Pork Chop? Hey, why are you looking at me like that? Pork Chop? Back off, man. Hey, lay off, Pork Chop. Snap out of it, boy. Where's that yo-yo?